Does facing fear bring transforming new thoughts, and what makes them new? Recently, my son and I had a conversation about facing our fears. We asked the question, is facing our fears key to our growth and development as human beings? Is it key to finding God? It brought up so much for me that's relevant to what Paul is teaching us. For instance, what is the relationship between having no sin and having no fear and possessing one's true self? And for my son, it brought up the question, when we've been treated abusively, our common experience under class, we may resist the idea of being a servant. How then do we subject ourselves to the will of God? Shall I do a Proudhon and begin with our conclusions? A given herein. Proudhon is so right when he says we've been misled as to what God is. First, the will of God is unity. Paul shows us this clearly. Why for 2,000 years has it been presented as a mystery? She asks rhetorically. Second, the will of God is that we subject our will to its will. We're here to listen to what God wants us to do. This is also listening to your body. When we listen to our bodies, what they say as mediated by our reason, and of course, ultimately, there's no difference. And listening generally includes some form of study with those ancestors on the path to unity that help us understand what happened. And so help us understand what happened to us. When we listen to our bodies, we're listening to God's purpose for us. Giving up fear is giving up our will to control things so we can be a tool of love, God. Third, healing the self is about the coming to unity of the self. Unity of self spirals out, embraces all in ever-widening circles. Each one of us doing this results in unity. The guidance, the covenants, have to be in terms that allow us to end power in its current iteration. We have to understand, for example, that the infection of the state in us, sin, that is in all of us who do not have the law of love written plainly in our hearts, we can do something about. That the aspiring to be righteous changes us. We begin to mind, pay attention to new things, love things, spirit things, which changes us still more. And we become she or he who stands against the state. Because we want this love, this freedom for our brothers and sisters, and the state gets in the way. Those who want to control and manipulate all others fear what they do not understand. They've been molded for hate. And absent extraordinary circumstances cannot change. Facing our fears in the guidance of Prince means facing that which halts our proceeding to doing what our body, from self-love, from God in us, from wanting to be bigger, from wanting to be our best selves, is longing to do. That is the fear that interferes with healing, and so with our achieving the promise. Unity. When fear, in Prince's sense, holds us captive, it's the state holding us captive.